back to work, didn't have a game, like girls had a game too. Is he kind of glad? 3-4 days of solid practice to get ready for a big weekend.
No, you're right. And, you know, when you come back from Goodland, it seems like it takes a couple of days to get your feet underneath you. So we gave the kids Monday off where we have a whole week without in game. So rest of the week, pretty good practices. Got back to some things we need to get better at. And, you know, hopefully we see those adjustments as we hit the end of the stretch before break.
Yeah, good to see the boys play well in the final two games. They're battles, no question, especially on the Saturday game against Ulysses a little bit. But you're going to find teams like that sometimes. Boy, they were quick. They moved the ball around, and they gave you a battle for four quarters.
Yeah, they did. You know, I was pleased how we played on Friday. We responded pretty well, and, you know, I think we made Ray probably look a little worse than what they actually are. And on Saturday against Ulysses, you know, we got down 14, and we actually ended up going on a 45-15 run. I really liked how we played second and third quarters. Probably didn't finish the best where we up 13, you know, and they got within four. But I like those two quarters, and, you know, the first – we just – moving forward, we can't get down, you know, double digits right away like we did on Saturday. But I like how our kids responded.
Could have everybody healthy for this weekend coming up.
No, we won't have John Patel again. He's still nursing an ankle, and, you know, I guess when he's ready, he'll be ready.
Kearney Catholic is no slouch, and of course we'll talk about Holdridge later, but Kearney Catholic and Coach Langan coming off the big win, and they've got some good kids to get a look out this year.
They do. They return nearly everybody from when we played them a year ago, and I think we beat them by 3, and it seems like when we start playing each other, you throw out, you know, the records, and it's going to be a good game. And, you know, one of my best players I've ever coached as an assistant, so he's going to probably have us scouted to a T, and he's probably been working on us since our first game, and they'll be well prepared, and, you know, it's a home game for us. We haven't played home since the opening night, so I think our kids will be excited for that, but it's definitely a team we can't take lightly, but I'm excited to get back playing a home game.
He doesn't call or text you and give any share any secrets about the Stars, does he?
No, he does not. He'll give me everything once the game's done, but and throughout the season. But leading up to it, there's not a whole lot of communication. I might send him a message here and there, but sure. He's busy and can't get back to it.
Holdridge then on Saturday. Boy, what they're going through right now, off to a really good start. They got Gothenburg first, and then you guys coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, coming into the season, we probably anticipated Holdridge would be pretty decent, and I think they're playing as well as they probably had anticipated. I think I saw rated 5th in C1, and they kind of dismantled Donovan Trumbull, who at the time was rated number 2, and they're be one of the favorites to win state, and they lost at the end of the game to Ogallala last week, so they're playing with a ton of confidence, and rightfully so. They're where they should be based on their work that they've put in so far, and you know, I think everybody knows about the Johnson kid, and it seems like every year he just gets a little bit better. And last year, you know, he started putting the ball on the floor and was getting to the hoop, where when he was a freshman sophomore, he's more of a set shooter. And then just from last year to this year, I mean, his game's taken off again, and he just makes everybody around him better. And he's averaging right around 30, maybe like 28, 29 points. And going into their last game, he was over 30. I think he was held to his season low against Sandy Creek to 19, but I mean, he's making threes 7-8 feet behind the 3-point line with a guy in his face off balance. And I mean, when you're doing that, you just got to sit back in admiration, and you know, it is what it is. I don't know how you stop that, but we've got to limit his points, and we can't fall asleep on his teammates, because there's good players around him as well. But it's going to be challenging. They're going to come in with a ton of confidence, and we need to play well against Kearney Catholic and build on some momentum going into the break.
Now, the holiday tournament brackets came out. You surprised anything whatsoever with that one?
Yeah, I thought we were supposed to be playing Louisville, to be honest with you. Just how the rotation is, that's how it should have been. But we'll have Ralston first, and Ralston's one of those teams. They had returned 5 starters, and you know, just tell you the dynamic of Eastern Nebraska, how much it's like college. Okay. Mm-hmm. So they would on paper return five starters. They've got one starter on the roster from that team. Other guys have dispersed and are at different wow. schools, which their best player from last year, he actually starts at Millard North, who's one of the top teams in Class A. But then they get in, you know, they got two starters from Millard South. They got one from Omaha Bryan, one from Omaha Gross. Wow. And, you know, it's kind of like college where, yeah. you know, talking to other coaches, they're telling me about all the new guys everybody has. And I asked how we get a dip into that transfer portal. But they'll be challenging. They're better than what they were last year with a bunch of new guys. And it'll be a good experience, too, for our guys getting to see some different teams.
First things first, boy, you get a weekend sweep. You can go, boy, get out of here with two wins and go on the holiday break. You take it.
Yeah, we definitely. We need to take care of Kearney Catholic. Like, I feel like that would be the definition of a trap game where they're a good team. And knowing that Holdridge is lingering the next day where they're a phenomenal team, we cannot overlook them and, you know, give it our best effort on Saturday. And hopefully if we can steal two games and going into break, I think we'd have a lot of momentum.